With GPB News, I'm Emily Jones. Lawmakers are close to preventing Georgia drivers from holding their cell phones while behind the wheel. The Senate voted 55-0 yesterday to have Georgia become the 16th state to enact a hands-free driving law. State Senator P.K. Martin says distracted driving has led to a recent spike in fatal crashes, which has caused insurance premiums to rise across the state. It's already illegal to text while driving, but law enforcement officers say it's hard to enforce that law because they can't tell whether a driver is texting or merely dialing, which is currently legal. Under the proposal, drivers would still be able to use their phone through a hands-free device. The measure now returns to the House for a final vote. Meanwhile, the House has passed a proposal that would establish a free speech policy at Georgia's public colleges and universities. The measure passed the Senate last month. It comes amid a national debate about controversial speakers, often conservative ones, being disinvited from campuses because of student disruptions. The proposal would mandate that schools establish sanctions for anyone who interferes with speakers. Representative Earl Earhart says the proposal is needed to stop activists who want to shutter open debate, but opponents say it would actually limit students' right to protest speakers they disagree with. Governor Nathan Deal says Georgia took in an unexpected $194 million in revenue, and that's good news for the state's schools. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
$167 million of the surplus will go to fully funding the state's commitments to local school districts, something that last happened 17 years ago. Schools saw $9 billion in cuts in the meantime. Claire Suggs is the senior education analyst at the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. She says there is still work to do.
Can't put back the $9 billion that was cut during the preceding 16 years. It does not leave schools in, you know, kind of at the same position they were in before austerity was instituted.
As a next step, Suggs recommends bringing the state school funding levels, established in 1985, in line with 21st century education standards. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
This is GPB News. I'm Emily Jones.